So, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to continue my homily series that we began last week, and we have been speaking about where are we going as a parish, and not just where we're going as a parish, but where we're all going. And the ultimate answer to that is eternal life. But God has given us this parish as a means to that end. And so the question is, how are we going to arrive at that end? And as last week, I was speaking about why does St. Elizabeth exist? What is our purpose as a parish? What is our direction? And I started with the first part of our statement, which is that all be gathered into the family of God. And you may remember that I was saying that it is important that we, as a parish, is a place that is gathering others to, that is bringing others to God. That our purpose of existing is to gather people into this family. And I was also speaking, I was telling you, or since I did the homilies at all the masses, sometimes my homily changes up a little bit, but I was saying to some of the masses last weekend, if you wanna like be nails against a chalkboard, some of us are old enough to remember when chalkboards existed, and remember when you would run a nails across it, remember how horrible that sound was? Well, and remember it would make you cringe whenever you heard it? Well, one thing that gets a priest to cringe, one of the many things that can get a priest to cringe, especially when we're speaking about this first part of the statement, that all be gathered, we like to, a lot of times in Catholic jargon, we like to use the word welcoming. The church has to be welcoming. You ever want to get me to cringe, just use that word. Because we really have no meaning for it. That's a completely individualistic word. It gets us nowhere. And so that this place be a place that gathers people, that brings people into the family of God. And then not only this parish, but that is each one of our missions, because we are baptized into the family of God. And it's not just the mission of the parish to gather people into the family of God, but it is each one of our mission that all of our lives should be constantly gathering people to God. Anyway, that was a small recap of last weekend. I want to continue with our statement, and today's readings were really wonderful in helping us understand this statement. And this part of the statement, it's very important that we, as the people of God and as the family of God, have a clearer understanding of. And so the statement reads that all be gathered into the family of God by teaching the truth of the gospel. And I want to spend the homily really reflecting on that. Because my dear brothers and sisters, there is sadly in the world we have muddied the water between the word truth and the word opinion. What do I mean by that? We think of truth as what my opinion is, and therefore that is truth. And my dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you've noticed something about yourself, But it's something I have noticed about myself. When it comes to our opinions, and educated and non-educated opinions, I mean about both, we as a people, just as man and woman, have you ever noticed about yourself, you are very finicky when it comes to your opinion. Your opinion changes very quickly. And usually it changes a lot of times based on feelings, on how you're feeling. I'll give you, this is going to be kind of a ridiculous example, but it's true, and I remind myself of something like this. I'm big on football, okay? I like football. Okay, I grew up in Connecticut in Bridgeport, where you had a choice. You were, at birth, you weren't assigned, but you were practically assigned. We had four teams. The Yankees or the Mets, the Giants or the Jets. Typically, if you were from Brooklyn North, most people were Yankee Giants fans. Okay, most of us grew up Yankee Giants fan. If you grew up in Queens and a little farther north of Bridgeport, but before you hit Massachusetts, because they're all, you know, that other horrible team that's up in Boston that should be relegated. Anyway, we don't speak about baseball. Anyway, them, you know them. So there's that kind of corridor, and they were the Jets Mets fan. Okay, that's always how it worked out. Now, why do I say that? Why is that? So I grew up a Giants fan, okay? Now, I had been a Giants fan for a long time, but I noticed something. I've seen a lot of tough years with the Giants. Recently, they have really just run me into the ground, and I have walked away. Now, that's a very big sin where I come from, okay? But I'm now a Kansas City fan over the last 5 years, 10 years. Now you're going to say, oh, yes, that's just because they're a good team. Now, I realized something. My opinion changed. I'm finicky. Now, I'll give you this. It's a ridiculous example. But my dear brothers and sisters, it is an example that carries over to almost a lot of our things in life. And I say that because we cannot confuse opinion, educated, non-educated, I mean both, with truth. Truth is objective, and that is important to understand. Truth cannot be based on our opinions because we are very finicky. You, as much as you want to sit there and say to me, I'm not, Father, yes, you are. You and I are incredibly finicky. Temperamental, spoiled, and we always want what we want. And it's okay. That is how you are. That is how I am. That is the truth, and we have to accept that. And I say that, why? Because, my dear brothers and sisters, as a parish, as people that are gathered into the family of God, God has given us the truth. God has given us objective truth. And I'm not going to go into truth by truth. But It is important to understand that the mission of the Church of God is not based on our opinions, is not based on my opinion. It's based on the truth that God has given us. And this is why in today's reading, in today's gospel, we hear those important words, which is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus begins the sermon by saying, "Blessed are the poor." And he's not meaning materialistically poor. He's meaning, blessed is the one who relies on God. And to rely on God is to rely also on God's truth and not our truth. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, as much as we may think we know, and a lot of times we can become very intelligently snobbish sometimes. God is much bigger than you or I. Now, God has given us the gift of the intellect. God has given us the ability to study and to understand, and those are all things which are important. I am not saying that opinions don't matter. I'm not saying that education is not important. So, kids, you may be looking at your parents going, "Father is saying I don't have to waste my time in school." That is not what I'm saying. But my dear brothers and sisters, what I am saying is that truth requires humility, true humility. To be able to put ourselves before the Lord and say, "Lord, it's true, you are bigger and wiser than me. You are bigger and wiser than my little field of knowledge." And to be able to accept that does not take away from your intelligence. It does not take away from the gift that God has given you. It puts it into perspective. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we live in a world that could use a lot more humility, that can live in humility. A lot of times we place our opinion as truth, and that is dangerous. And that is why, as a parish, all of us moving towards eternal life, this parish must always be a place that is teaching the truth of the gospel. But not only this parish. Again, each one of us individually need to be places that need to be people that bring others to God with the truth. And this is a lot harder. It's a lot easier said than it is done. Because a lot of times we want to buckle the truth because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. This is why I say that we can be finicky. Because we don't want to hurt the other's feeling. Now, again, I am not saying to go and take a bat and beat the other one with the truth. That's not what I'm saying. You're misinterpreting me. But what I am saying is that we must be bold in living out the truth of the gospel. We must be bold in living out the truth that God calls us to live and not the truth that our feelings call us to live. That is what God asks of us. And so, it's important to understand that we are a place that all be gathered into the family of God by teaching the truth of the gospel and relying on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ. So next week, I will speak about the last part of this, relying on the love, forgiveness, and healing of Jesus Christ. And today, as we come to this Eucharist, my dear brothers and sisters, we have the opportunity to put ourselves before the Lord and to really ask the Lord for the strength to live out the truth in our life, to live out the truth of God, so that we may be beacons of God to this world. Now, you may have thought I forgot about this week's homework. I have not forgotten about this week's homework. And so, get out your phones, your notes. Got it? Your notes. And I send you home with your 15 minutes of prayer for this week. This week, we are going to pray with Psalm 1. So, go to the book of Psalms. 150 psalms, you only have to read one. 15 minutes a day with Psalm 1. It was today's responsorial psalm, and it was really a beautiful psalm because it was saying, the one who hopes in the Lord, that is the one who trusts in the Lord, he is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season. My dear brothers and sisters, let us be trees planted by the water of God that yield fruit